Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we are heaven on earth on a global scale for all who are called to listen and access their true spiritual power from the inside out, tapping into their authentic truth and exploring Source, God, our infinite power within. Heaven on earth, peace on earth is here for each soul that's ready to receive it and come home. I have a wonderful, wonderful, exciting show for everyone today, and it's a really, really big deal because one of my new friends, Tom Lombroso, he is a sponsor of the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and he now has his first segment, which is going to be displayed and where you can listen and follow Tom's incredible journey the first Friday of every month here on Transformation Talk Radio at 12 noon. And Tom's had an incredible spiritual journey. We've already done several shows in the past that you can also access under CorneliaStephanieRadio.com and look at the past archives of the shows that I've done with Tom. Tom has written a book called Peace, the magic of finding love and peace with his wife, Caroline, and they've captured their incredible story. And for a limited time right now, Tom is still offering to all of the listeners who are interested in receiving this amazing book for free. And we're going to tell you in just a few minutes on how to get that. And so I want to welcome one of our amazing sponsors, Tom, back to the show. Welcome to the show today, Tom.
Thanks, Cornelia. It's really such a pleasure to be on your show each time, and love doing it. I love sharing our experiences, hopefully to help people understand perhaps what's happening to them.
Exactly. And that's why this is such an exciting time right now, because there's so many people that are awakening and that are having all of these amazing experiences. And we know that the spiritual journey isn't an easy path, right? There's so much to it. And so part of your journey, seeing the world through the eyes of an angel, which is what you're going to help us do and help our listeners do. But first, let's tell our listeners where they can get this incredible book that you have written for a limited time, because we're going to start charging for this book. But for a limited time, people can still have access to it. Where can they get it, and what do they need to do, Tom?
All they need to do is email me at tom@whenangelstouch.com. And just include your physical mailing address so I can send it to you. All costs of the book and postage are borne by me. So I, you know, it's a great deal. It will be $25 soon. So get your copy now if you want it free.
Exactly. And thank you so much for offering this incredible book for free. And one of the things that I really love that you put in, you put this specialized card in that you personally sign for everybody, where you ask people to read it and receive the activations and inspiration from the book and then pass it on to others so that they can possibly see all of the amazing experiences that are at our fingertips every single day. So thank you so much, Tom. Today, we have an incredible show because we're talking about reincarnation and past lives and karma. And some say that reincarnation is a theory with no proof, but Tom has lived the proof. Tom's dad passed away in 2011, and he didn't think that he would ever talk to his dad again, but has been talking to him now for several years. And we're going to find out later in the show about what your communications are with your dad. But right now, Tom, tell us first a little bit about reincarnation and your experiences about what reincarnation means to you.
Well, I've done some reading. And I would certainly suggest people read the Journey of Souls book by a guy named Dr. Newton, Michael Newton. And he did case studies on thousands of people that he regressed. He was, I believe, a psychiatrist or psychologist. He regressed them and found out that they could speak different languages and they talked about different lives at different times. So he got very much into this. And this book I read in a day because it was so exciting. So I would certainly suggest this to people that have any doubts, because this is documented evidence. And then what we're talking about today is the things that I have personally experienced, my wife Caroline and I have experienced. Now, I always felt there was such a thing as past lives, and it's been well documented for me, either through psychics that I've worked with or other ways it came to me, that I had perhaps thousands of lives. And I think many of us have had thousands of lives. We might be an animal in a past life. Who knows, maybe an insect. But we make choices, and we're led down a path to live these lives and to learn as we go forward. Ultimately, we believe that the reason for this, these different lives at different times, is to finally learn the secret of life. The meaning of life is to love. Unconditional love and divine love, love for all things created by our creator, whatever creator you believe in. We are in the midst of a creation, and we must learn to understand it and love it and appreciate it and have gratitude. I certainly do. My wife certainly does. We've come a long way. We're not just living day-to-day lives in the ordinary three-dimensional world, going to work, you know, playing with our kids and so forth. There's much more to this than you might believe. So I hope people do some research. I hope what you hear today from us is definite proof of what we've experienced. And I wanted to pass that on to you.
It's wonderful. And so you've had a personal experience with your own, because what ended up happening is you ended up looking into this research about reincarnation and past lives, and then you actually began traveling, and you ended up having experiences yourself with your own personal past lives. Is that what ended up?
Yeah. Absolutely true.
So tell us where it began. I know France is a part of your journey. And so tell us about how that initially began and what got you started to go down that path of reincarnation.
Well, first we must go back to 2001 when I had a major car crash, totaled out two cars. I wasn't at fault, but seconds before, an angel came in, talked to me, and said these words, slow to 35, I was going 60. It was so powerful, I did it and survived. Otherwise, I would be dead. Mm-hmm. These last 17 years would not exist for me. So that angel turns out to be Archangel Michael. He came to me in visions, came into our house, came in clouds, and so forth. Well, And that journey, one of the journeys was meeting psychics. In 2006, I met a psychic named Linda Schooler, and she was incredible. First meeting with her, she said, "Tom, you're going to go to the Southwest in 6 months, and then the rest of your life you're going to travel internationally." I said, "Linda, that's not going to happen." I was working full time, busy, busy, busy. Well, it did happen. And one of the trips was my wife wanted to go to England to meet some relatives there, and she wanted to go to France. I did not want to go to France. My whole life, I hated France. I don't know why I hated France, but I hated France. So anyway, I did go, and she coaxed me into going to France. Well, another psychic said a month before, when you go there, you're going to see a stargate. And we actually did. And St. Malo, France, which is on the coast, and it appeared, and I think I only saw it because everybody was walking by me and wasn't looking up. It was a huge pyramid, and I took pictures, and it's in our website if you care to look at it.
Tell us where the website is.
Oh, okay. The website is www.whenangelstouch.com. Very simple. Everything is whenangelstouch.com, including my Facebook, whenangelstouch.com. Well, when we got to France, we took an overnight train trip to the coast from Paris, and we had to stop in a little place called Dax, D-A-X. It's just a train station and a community nearby, but we stopped for 5 minutes. Am I going close to it? My wrists were like a big needle was going through, like a knitting needle was going through both wrists. So painful. I'm looking at my wife, and I said, "What am I going to do? I'm dying here." And 5 minutes pass, and we start to leave the station, and the pain went away. So how do you explain that? Well, it was so weird and so powerful, I called one of my psychics from France that night, and I said, "This is what happened. Can you get anything from this?" Now, my psychics have been incredibly accurate over the years, so I use them. Well, she immediately said, "Tom, you long ago, you were abducted, and you were taken and put against the wall with your arms up, chained, for several days, no food, no water, just you're dying there along the wall. And then they took you down and they chopped off your hands at the wrists." Wow, you know, that explains it. Maybe that explains why I don't like France, right?
Wow, that sounds incredible, because to have the feeling in your wrists, and no wonder you didn't want to go back to that place, because you didn't want to have to relive those memories. But it seems like that's what was coming up for you. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree. And come to find out, I had several lives in France that were all terrible, very painful lives, including having my head cut off. But anyway, a year after I saw this, I had this experience in Dax, I'm seeing a TV show about Julius Caesar when he was a military general. And he would go into France, like southern France, and he'd go into a little village and he'd take all the men and chop their hands off. And the rest of the villagers would scream and run away. And guess what? They ran to the next community. The next community said, "Don't fool with Julius Caesar. He's going to do this to you." And so all these communities just fell in line. You can imagine, what are you going to do, right? So he knew how to conquer. And apparently I was one of those. So that was a very, very real experience for me that convinced me absolutely.
I want to talk about this more. We're going to take a break, Tom. We're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. When we get back, I want to talk about this more with your experience about how that really ended up showing itself to you. And we also have some callers in the queue, and I want to find out from you if you want to take some of these callers. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a break at the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm talking with Tom Lombroso today, and he's sharing with us his past experiences of karma, past lives, and reincarnation. Before the break, we were talking about how Tom experienced his wrists hurting when he went back into France, and it was a memory of a past life that was coming available to him for healing and resolution. And that's one of the reasons why he didn't want to go back there. So take us back to that moment in time, Tom, when you were experiencing what you were experiencing.
Yes, lots of experiences in France. One of the things I wanted to point out is that I was being led to go to places I had previous lives. And I found out in doing research that when we die, we perhaps leave parts of our soul in those places. And if you go back, you might have a chance to reassemble your soul, reintegrate that energy of your past soul life. Interesting. Well, another instance was just before I left for France, one of my other psychics said she was getting a message from extraterrestrials, actually, that I need to take pictures of my back every night in France with my iPhone. Why? Well, they said we're going to show you something. Well, we did this religiously, and then one night when we took it, it was different. My regular back, very smooth. This picture, what we took, showed, if you drew a line down the spine, on the left half of my back, there was a huge curved, looked like a scar. I mean, it was huge. Looked like you might get whipped, something like that. On the other side, you could see all my ribs, like I was starving to death. Well, that clearly was not my normal back. So what was it? It was indications of past lives in France. I don't know any more than that, but clearly the psychic was right. I was being showed past lives. Mm-hmm. Quickly, another example was I started having visions in 2005, and one of the visions was like our class yearbook you might have in high school, and all the little pictures and so forth. And I remember distinctly a whole page of these, and I didn't know these people, but when we were in northern France in a little town, this older man kept walking around me and my wife. Walking up and down, we finally made contact with him, like, you know, what's up? And of course, I didn't speak French, and neither did my wife, and he didn't speak English, but we kind of communicated through hand signals or whatever. And I told him we might want to go to Avignon. Now, I had a feeling that I had a past life in Avignon. Mm. This little old man, takes his wallet out, and he had to be around 80. He takes his wallet out and takes this little tiny picture of himself in Avignon, and we're nowhere close to Avignon now, in Avignon, his high school yearbook picture.
Wow.
I asked him, could I take a photo of that? He would not let me do it. But you know what? To me, that was something proving something that I had a past life in Avignon. And I had a very bad experience, I believe, there where I was taken out of a building and I was as a kind of a teenager, and my head was cut off with a guillotine, along with my brother. So very traumatic experiences in France. And now that I've gone through those, now I understand. And now I'm not afraid of France anymore. Now I understand why I was having these feelings.
And so what did you do with all of that? I mean, was it frightening to you, Tom, to experience, you know, some of these things that were coming up at that time? Was this a frightening experience? Because, I mean, it sounds like it was just a lot of pain involved, like, you know, hands chopped off, head chopped off, these kinds of things. And was that frightening for you? And how did you deal with that? How did you integrate that into your existence today?
Well, keep in mind, at that time, I was experiencing a lot of spiritual things, a lot of psychic things, from visions to having, you might say, evil entities attached to me. I met so many people that came to me to help me remove these things that were damaging to me. And then I had these experiences with, you know, of course, past lives. And looking at it all together, it was experiencing something way beyond what we're all taught about. This is about we're just a part of life in this third dimension that we live in. There are many dimensions of life. And as we get into the show, we'll discuss like where my dad is at, which is not here anymore. It's in another dimension. And this is what happens to us. We either come back and reincarnate again and again until we learn the lessons of love and peace, or we perhaps go into the light, or we might be in other dimensions and stay there for a while, which is where my dad is at. So all very educational. I wouldn't say it was frightening. It is sometimes frustrating. Sometimes I get angry about it, like I couldn't control it. I didn't know, you know, what to do with some of these things other than to continue with it. One of the things that I've learned in this process, I would pass on, patience. Mm-hmm. Patience is so important. Perseverance. Because this process is a long process of learning, things you will learn that you've never expected you to learn, things you will see that you didn't expect to see. And so it's something to be patient with and to learn. Get help wherever you can if you need help. There are many, many psychic resources around to do that. So now, at one point I said, you know, maybe I want to stop doing this. I want to be a human being again. And the forces at work will not let me do that. So, and getting involved in the spiritual business, in a sense, for yourself, is contagious. Even though you might have these experiences that are not so good, while you're having also good experiences, is that you just feel like you have to continue with it. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's educational. It's all those things. It's also, you know, for some people, it might be frightening. It might be discouraging. It might be frustrating. But so is life in general. So are you going to quit life? No. You're going to continue on with your life. This is just another aspect of learning about life.
So would you say that the discovery of what you were experiencing, is that like a past life regression?
Yeah, in a way.
Would you say that it's kind of like that, and you just happen to go back to a place where you've had many lifetimes and where some things happened to you that your physical body experienced trauma? And would you say that the reason why you were there is to heal and whole those parts of yourself and bring it into wholeness? I mean, what's the purpose of, you know, unearthing these other lives that we've had? What's the purpose behind that?
Well, I think one purpose is what you said, is to bring them all together as much as you can, and bring all those soul fragments from different places and make them work for you. You could become complete again. The other part is that we all have some karma involved, and to release that karma. We all can imagine if you had thousands of lives, the things that you did perhaps aren't so good, or that happened to you from another person. And that has come into play as well as I evolved into this.
I think that's a key point right there, Tom, is karma. I think right there, that's part of what it is that we're healing today. Wouldn't you say we're healing the karma from the past so that we can have a clean slate? And that's why it's so important to build our foundation now on love and peace, unconditional love and peace, instead of on the karmic miscreations that we've had from our past when we were, let's say, unconscious.
Yes. I kind of visualize a chalkboard, and, you know, we're in fifth grade or something, and the teacher's writing all these things. Well, they're writing your past lives and karma, and then she erases it. That's what we're doing.
We're erasing our karma.
We're erasing it, and for other people as well. That's the other experience that we had. It isn't just my karma, but other people's karma. We're all kind of interrelated, remember?
Mm-hmm. Very good. And so when we're going to take a break right now, we're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Tom Lombroso, and we're seeing the world through the eyes of an angel. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm talking with Tom Lombroso today. We're talking about karma, past lives, and reincarnation. And in this segment, we want to talk about the conversations that Tom has with his deceased father, who passed away in 2011. Tom, take us on this journey.
Well, before we do that, you were mentioning the photo behind me. That's a picture I took in Sedona, Arizona, 2008.
Can you turn away a little bit? There you go. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's the picture I took of a cloud that formed over my wife and I as we were walking a labyrinth there, and it transformed into this image of clearly a humanoid figure. He's actually on a horse, and you can kind of see the horse and Michael's legs coming if he was riding on a horse, and you can see the sword, the big line up above. That's Michael's signature. And that's Archangel Michael. That's who's been with me. That's who saved my life in 2001. So let's talk about Dad. Now, Dad was, he lived to 92, and he was an amazing guy, Italian background. I'm half Italian, half German. And when he died in 2011, I thought that was it. But actually, when I went, I got the call to go to the senior care home. He was in hospice at the time. They called me on a Friday night and said, come over now, he's dying. And got a message, and I believe it was from him, and he would say it was from him, that said, take a picture with your camera just above my body. Don't include the body. And I did. And I looked at it the next day, and there's this beautiful, colorful image. I think you have it there in the show. That's my dad's soul leaving his body. Proof of the soul. We all have it. We're all energy, and energy can transform. It can never be killed, destroyed. It just transforms into different things, like a cloud could be transformed into rain and back into a cloud. That's what this is about. So that's Dad, and he was communicating. Well, the next year, in 2012, my parents had been married for 64 years. And my wife and I were sitting in our backyard. We have open space behind us. We were having a glass of wine at 6 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden, the quiet transformed into a beautiful solo trumpet playing this incredible song we both never heard before. And it kept playing and it kept playing. And I ran around the house, yard, trying to figure out, is somebody playing this? No, nobody. And it was out in the field, and we looked in the field. No, nobody there. Then we recognized that it was April 19th, 2012, would have been my parents' 65th wedding anniversary. Dad was playing his trumpet, which he was a trumpet musician, played in marching bands and other bands during his lifetime. He was telling us to remember that would have been his 65th wedding anniversary. Well, wow. That was special enough. It was so sweet. But then in a couple of years, I think around 2013, I usually have a visit with one of my psychic healers every month, and she started channeling my dad. And I could talk to him like I'm talking here on the radio. Just questions and answers. We found out a lot of stuff. But also, just before that, he started channeling into me. So I'd be walking with my wife somewhere, and I start singing the song. Now, I sing songs to myself, like I think most people do, but these were songs in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, sometimes 50s and 60s. Many of them songs I really not familiar with, never heard, or some I had heard, but I really don't even know the words. Well, my wife is really good at this, so we were able to figure out what the melody was and then look up the title, look up the lyrics. And he's always giving us a message with those lyrics he's telling us about. And the one really, really beautiful one was we're on the beach in 2014, I believe, in Oahu. No one's on the beach but us, and we're walking hand in hand, and I start singing the song, which I would never really sing before, but my wife knew it, and it was called September Song by Willie Nelson. And the words are something like this. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few, September, then November. And these precious few days I'll spend with you, these precious days I'll spend with you. He was talking to us about our lives, because we were basically had lived perhaps 2/3 or 3/4 of our lives. And, you know, we're in our 60s. And so how much more time do we have, right? So he was giving us that message, a beautiful message. We both cried at that
point. Yeah, yeah.
So he would do this all the time. And I might get 3 or 4 songs a week. And it's really, really wonderful to have them. So
he would send you these songs and you would receive that message from him. I'm so curious how it makes you feel that you have this communication with your father, with your dad, who, you know, I mean, so what is that like? It's like, so because he's not with you in the physical, but you totally feel that he is with you.
He is with me, and it's been documented is with me, because not only this stuff, but in his home where one of my friends lives, she sees him walking through the halls, walking in the backyard. She knows his picture, so she knows it's him. People that come over and visit her see him. Mm. Sometimes he sits right next to my friend that lives there on the sofa. He is around, and he's not always there. I ask him many times, what do you do up there, wherever you are? And he says, oh, I travel. I can travel instantly anywhere in the universe. Oh. So he is an amazing character. And to be able to share intimate information with him that you don't get normally is an amazing thing. And he's sharing his love for me and others when he does these things. And so an amazing thing. Can you imagine that you could have this kind of conversation with your most wonderful relatives that have passed on?
Well, this is why this makes this so incredible, Tom. That's why, you know, this is such a gift that you're sharing this with our audience today, because having an experience the way that you're having it, opening the door for everyone to possibly communicate with their loved ones if they're open to it, right? Because you were open to having this experience. You were opening Pandora's box in so many areas, looking for past lives, looking at your past lives, communicating with your father, being able to decode the messages, employing other people to help you translate this energy. I mean, so I can't imagine what that must make you feel like to be able to have this relationship with your father right now, even though he's not with you in the physical.
Absolutely. And so I asked him one time, I said, why are you here? Why aren't you mm-hmm. doing something else? How come you didn't go into the light or whatever you do? And he says, I'm here to help you. He said, I'm here to help you write your books. Here to help scripts and so forth. And so he has made a decision where he is to stay. And he said he is, I asked him, are you in the fourth dimension? Because we're in the third. And he says, nope. And this is what I didn't know. He said, if you go to the fourth, you lose your body. And I didn't want to lose my body. And he visits with my wife's dad, who died in 2012. And they have a grand old time all the time, playing cards and reminiscing and whatever they do, meeting other people. And they both have decided not to lose their bodies for a while. Mm. Now, they ultimately will as they make decisions to go forward. And the point is that we know so little about how our afterlife works. And if we're not reincarnated, that we go to other dimensions. And there are, someone might argue with this, but it's said that we have 12 or 13 dimensions. And the highest dimensions of all are where we have incredible powers to create anything we want to create. And so, and many alien species, extraterrestrials, live in these dimensions because they have evolved spiritually in such a way that they are in these places and doing amazing things, which we'll talk about in the next section.
So, Tom, I want to tell people again about your incredible book that they can get for a limited time free. So what do people need to do?
Very simple. Just send me an email to tom@whenangelstouch.com. And then just be sure to include your physical mailing address, because I can't mail it to a place I don't know. You got to give me that address, and I will do it very quickly for you. And just to say, that cover that you're showing is of the St. Anthony Basilica in Padua, Italy, and I was guided to take that picture of what it is, showing light beings, and one of them is Mother Mary, and the other one is Mary Magdalene. How many people have that? It's just amazing. And I wanted to show everyone that these things exist. They can be caught on camera many times, and I have lots of examples.
It's a beautiful book. And how do people make a connection with you on Facebook, please?
Simply go to When Angels Touch Facebook, and there I am.
Yes,
and they can also... I post usually two or three cloud photos every day.
And so we'll be right back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with Tom.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm talking with Tom Lombroso. We're seeing the world through the eyes of an angel, and Tom is sharing with us his experiences that he's having with communicating with his dad, who passed on, and he's on the other side, and Tom is having intimate experiences with his father. So take us more into some of the in-depth conversations that you're having with your papa.
Yes. Well, In the book, there's a section about conversations with Dad, and some of the things I'll say now are the, part of those conversations. But I did have a conversation with him last night when I was with my my good friend who channels him. Well, I asked him, what would you say to my audience tomorrow, which is today? And he said, bold letters, believe. believe. This is all correct. This is, you have an afterlife, you go here, and you have an entirely different experience, and it's all about love. And he is just incredible. He wants everyone to know it's not done when you die. And interestingly enough, he was always afraid of death when he was alive. He didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to talk about what you do after you die. He didn't want to talk about the burial or anything. So for him to say this, it's much, much different. He is, one of the things I ran into years ago was a saying called breathe, believe, and receive. Mm-hmm. And this is also what we need to talk about, because this stuff is real. So I'm going to share a few things that he said to me that out of the book. I asked him, you know, do you get any training or guidance, you know, up there where you are? And he said, no. I do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. We have complete freedom to choose to go anywhere we want to go. He says, it's all about love and peace where I am. Mm. Okay. I mean, that's incredible, right?
Yes.
I asked him, what do you see when you, you know, I'm talking to him. And I said, what do you see when you see? He says, I see you. I see everything around you. I see everything the same way you see it, except it's much more vivid color. So that's an interesting thing. Now, Dad, do you get tired? Do you take
a nap?
You know, you don't think about it, but he says, you know, yeah, at times I get a little tired, and we're allowed to take naps or sleep, but it's kind of rare. He said, we have so much energy, we can go on forever. And I said, well, do you have to recharge sometimes? He says, no, We're just energy. So that's interesting to know. I asked them, about what about, do you do anything to help save the earth? Because obviously we're into a lot of disastrous things on the planet and so forth. And he said, he says, oftentimes we get together up there and we do things to try to help the earth. And then I asked him one time, what message would you send to people here to help save the earth? And he said, there's two forces going on. There are on our planet, there are extraterrestrials. And he said, one species of extraterrestrial found the earth, and they are from an entirely different galaxy, and they want to take us over. They like our planet and want to take us over. And there are other aliens that you might call evil or bad or negative. But he said there are other aliens that are very good and malevolent benevolent and want to help us and protect us. And they are here too. So we have a conflicting force. And one explanation of why we have a lot of wars and conflicts and bad stuff happening is that it's the bad guys, the bad extraterrestrials are in control at that point. So there is the battle going on Earth between the various forces of extraterrestrials and ourselves, and for us to survive and for our planet to survive. And then he said there's a huge battle way upstairs between the light forces, the angels and so forth, and the dark forces. And he says it's always been and probably always will. But he said where he is protected. It's all about a good place to be, protected by angels. He said there's this constant battle. And Earth, he said, Earth is very vital in this. It's very important for people to awaken and to believe that they have a role in terms of awakening to the light and to the angels and so forth and to help out. And keep in mind, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, are vital. They are very, very powerful. Our thoughts, if you know about healing, remote healing can be done with a thought and transferring energy across the thousands of miles can be done. So our thoughts are important. So if we're thinking good things about saving the earth, and so he said, think about the hands of God embracing the planet Earth and putting the intention or the thought to save the earth, to save the earth, to save the earth. He said there's a grid around the earth that is protecting us for the moment, but we're always under attack. So it's important that we all understand this. It's kind of funny, right? It's kind of like we're not taught to believe this stuff, but it's real. I, in fact, have seen some extraterrestrials when we were in Egypt in 2008. And I went over to see a fellow, actually a woman, and I knew her. And I went to her table, and she turned around, and she turned into a reptilian being. Mm-hmm. They can shapeshift. That was scary.
Yeah.
Proof to me that it's real. Mm-hmm. Aliens are here, sometimes doing bad things. So it's good. It's important that all of us be in a positive energy force to think good things and to protect our earth.
Well, to raise our frequency every day and to be and embody peace ourselves, right? And to bring that peace. I love what you said about your dad talking about the hands of God, placing the hands of God around the earth. And really, it's each of us taking the hands of God, our hands, or all the hands of God, and placing our hands around the earth, placing our hearts around the earth, and bringing that energy of love and peace, making choices that reflect unconditional love, like you talked about when we were first beginning the show. And so I appreciate you very much sharing your perspectives around what we need to do as a planet and our responsibility, right? It's our responsibility as humans to bring that love and peace to this planet, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What Dad says, what I asked him, what's your message for people on Earth? And he said, stop what you're doing. Stop destroying the Earth and stop destroying the animals and the plants and love the Earth. Just mm-hmm. love the Earth and have peace. And so you have his. And he says, I talk to the archangels and the angels all the time. I know them all. So it shows you such an incredible connection to have him around. So
it's got to be wonderful, Tom, to have this intimate relationship with your dad ongoing. And that really is proof that we're always connected and that we're not alone. And the experiences that you've had with Archangel Michael coming into your car. And I want to tell people about how they can listen to some of the past shows that you and I have done. They can go to your website at whenangelstouch.com. And you now also have the shows listed on your homepage, right? And where people can listen to the past of really how your journey really all began. And I want to tell listeners again about how they can get a copy of your incredible book, Spreading Love and Peace. You, the human, spreading love and peace. You and Caroline, your wife, both so generous in capturing your spiritual experiences so that the world can shift and how they look at the experiences that we're having with clouds and beautiful images and activations and insights in this book. Where can they get it?
Again, just simply email me, tom@whenangelstouch.com. Include your physical mailing address, and I'll get the book out very quickly to you at no charge.
And thank you so much for listening and tuning in, everybody. Our time is up. When we return the next time with Tom, we're going to take you on another deep, exciting journey. Till then, namaste and peace to you. Thank you, Tom.
Listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.